I'm Nyla Boodoo, and this is Tech Shift. All this week, we've been focusing on youth and technology. This summer, some Chicago teens will learn to use technology not just for fun, but to take action in their community. The Smart Chicago Collaborative is organizing its second Civic Summer. The program shows teens how to use civics, media, and technology to address social issues. So joining me now is Dan O'Neill, Executive Director of the Smart Chicago Collaborative. Hi, Dan. Welcome back to Tech Shift.
Hi there. Good to be here.
So how did Civic Summer come together?
Civic Summer came together last year with a group with the Mikvah Challenge and Free Spirit Media. And this year, it also includes Adler Planetarium. And just pulling together a set of people who are working with youth over the summer to introduce them to concepts around open data, civic technology, and other sort of lightweight tools that people can use to turn issues into action.
Dan, you are so involved with all of this with your Open Government and Civic Hack Nights. Is there a different way that you introduce these issues to teenagers or younger kids than you would with adults?
Definitely. The our objective, there's very few things that you can get done over the course of, five Fridays over summer with youth from 10 to 3. So we have realistic expectations, number one. And so the objective is to really just introduce them to concepts. What I learned last year was that they were very open to the sort of higher concepts. I think a lot of times we dive into tools and we dive into apps or we dive into specific sort of cool, shiny things. And what we try to do and what's been working is introducing the concepts of open, not just open source, not just about open code that's on GitHub, but the concepts of sharing content, sharing code. They get it and they appreciate it. It makes a lot of sense to them.
What opportunities are there for the kids taking part in this? Is this something that happens, as you said, only? Is it only on Fridays?
The Civic Summer is specifically just one small part of the larger program that, as I said, the Adler Planetarium and Mikvah Challenge and Free Spirit Media are doing. So those days we call Mass Action Days on Fridays. That's the structure of that.
Last year, as you mentioned, last summer, I know there were some projects that came out, including the Expungio app. Did that come out of the project last summer?
It did, and it came out in a way that really made a lot of sense for us because I think it makes it's a testament to the way those organizations go about things. We didn't set out to make an app. We didn't set out to make some sort of technology. We just hung out with the youth and listened to the issues that they brought up. And one of them was how difficult it was to kick off the expungement process. And then over time, over the winter, we sort of thought it out and bought URLs and figured out what the process was and did all that sort of non-technical hard work. And then we were able to convince a great developer, Kathy Deng, to actually make the thing. So it was a very long-form process that wasn't just about a hot summer day.
Do you have a sense of goals for this year, or is it especially after what happened last summer, or do you just want to see what happens?
Well, what we're trying to do this year is to actually take it easier, to have less goals, maybe to just hang out and listen more, and then just continue those long term relationships, and to hopefully again on the long term side to get youth really interested in careers in technology. And understanding that whatever they want to do, they can amplify it, they can do it using technology, using lightweight tools that do not require an enormous amount of training.
Why do you think it's important to have teenagers involved with this?
Well, at Smart Chicago Collaborative, which is a civic organization devoted to improving lives in Chicago through technology, we focus a lot on on-ramps. And we think there's on-ramps for every age group, every skill set. This is just one of many on-ramps for teens, to specifically focused on teens and getting them to consider the possibilities. I think that a lot of times specific careers for teens can feel out of reach, not just around technology, but all sorts of things. So this is just one of many ways that we try to get people interested in careers in technology, in using technology to make their lives better and achieve their just objectives.
I'm speaking with Dan O'Neill, Executive Director of the Smart Chicago Collaborative. And Dan, you know, as we're talking about this all this week, yesterday we talked about kids and engineering with the National Association of Black Engineers. Today, coding and kids. You are a parent. How do you suggest parents use the summer if they want to introduce teenagers? Let's start with teenagers, first of all, to learning more about the back end of technology, because certainly the front end teenagers are pretty engaged in.
I think that, again, it comes back to the concepts that anytime, my own kids express a particular interest in a website or a game or a piece of technology, try to walk it backwards for them and let them understand that they don't just have to be consumers of other people's content, that they can create their own ways of creating content, that they can be the owners and the purveyors of technology. It's tough, though, because, a lot of times they just want to see the thing itself rather than to walk it backwards.
And that just sort of reminds me, tomorrow we'll be talking about teenagers and screens and technology. Do you also have advice on that end, apart from all of this about summer and from a parenting perspective, how you kind of regulate that or monitor that with kids?
Yeah, I'm terrible. All day, every day, I have no regulation, no moderation. We're all on the screens.
With your phone's on right now, I should say. You're recording all of this right now.
Wonderful.
Your screen's on.
Love it. Just I'm terrible. My wife, you should have her on instead, maybe.
Right. So that's Dan O'Neill. He's the executive director of the Smart Chicago Collaborative. One last question for you. Any other resources for teenagers who maybe can't get involved in Civic Summer? Where else do you think they should look?
Well, you can get involved in Civic Summer, and I was remiss. Just go to the Smart Chicago Collaborative website. In addition to the Mass Action Days, we're also I'm open to showing up at your summer program, not your house. You know, I mean, if you're part of a summer program with youth, there's lots of them all around the city. We can do a 2-hour session. We have 9 more left, and we're here to help everybody, not just the groups I happen to be hooked up with. So we're wide open at smartchicagocollaborative.org, and I'll get on a bus and come on over.
All right, so we'll tweet the link out. If you follow WBEZ Afternoon, you can, or follow Dan, you can see all of his information there. Thanks for joining me, Dan.
Wonderful. Thank you.